Please be seated.
This is the season of playoffs. National Hockey League, National Basketball Association are having their respective playoffs. And where there's athletic competition, there are referees. Bennett, a couple years ago, had a job as a referee for Lake Point Sports. Now, it is, they have since spun it off. Originally began by Lake Point, in Rockwall, anybody could participate. So the stories you're about to hear is not necessarily a Lake Point parent, okay? It was open to the community and then was spun off using the Lake Point name, and I believe it's now been renamed. Lake Point basically sold the brand. But he had several years, he was a referee, $10 an hour and a Chick-fil-A lunch. I think it's a pretty good deal. He would ref soccer for U6 and U8, and later for flag football. And Bennett had some stories. That was always the debrief coming home as what happened today. A reminder to parents that this is not the World Cup. No, this is U6, and we even play it a little gentler here at Lake Point. But he would say, and then with the flag football and getting challenged by parents, but he said, this is my field. This is how I run things. But it was amazing the stories that he would say and the behavior that he would see. It's also baseball season, playoff season. Rockwall lost to Keller, so they're out of that. But we actually zoomed back with the girls. So we came in two cars, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was leaving Dauphin Island to get the girls back so another set of parents could take them on to the game at DBU. But anyway, it's the baseball season. That's going on. And there's a referee story I heard about a baseball game recently, again, in that same genre. The dad arrived already in a bad mood for his son's game. Now, these were for 10-year-olds, and you had all the way from the kid who, come high school, that kid will be doing great. We'll be one of the all-stars. All the way to the kid who said, there's a butterfly. Oh, what's going on over there? Oh, is there a daisy? Let me pick it. And everything in between. Okay, this is the kind of, it was a rec league. Well, the father got very upset at a close call made at first base. The father exploded, yelling, standing up, questioning eyesight, questioning intelligence, questioning legitimacy, forgetting that the man who was there as an ump had come there volunteering after his own grueling day of work. An assistant coach wisely walked over to the father and quietly said, "You know, your son is watching you." And suddenly, the yelling stopped, the man sat down, and the atmosphere changed. It is easy to demand order and respect and decency from everyone else while forgetting our own responsibility. Romans 13 speaks to that tension. Paul has shifted his language from what does a Christian look like in public life to how does he believe now as a citizen, neighbor, participant in society. Romans 12, setting the stage, continuing now in Romans 13. Everybody wants a better society, but Scripture begins by asking us what kind of people we ourselves are becoming. In the first few verses, first five verses, Paul says that Christians are called to be responsible citizens, not cynical spectators. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. Paul teaches that government, even imperfect government, is part of God's command and common grace, I say it's part of God's common grace for preserving order and retaining the end. Calls us to stay from the two extremes of contempt and idolatry that we have that can come for government. Christians should be engaged citizens, members of the community, seeking the good of neighbors and seeking the good of that larger community. Yes, there will be challenges with Roman authorities. He has already had some of that himself. But also realizing that through the Roman Empire, there's an enormous network of transportation and communication. Christianity could spread like it did because of basically their interstate system, the Roman road system. And goods and services could be exchanged. Goods could be transported throughout the empire. Somebody living in the Roman province that is now England could sell a good to somebody in North Africa and vice versa. Paperwork is one of those constants of life. And listening to one of the history podcasts, it talked about the documents, the very boring documents really, being found that talk about this wine produced in this area and then it's way over in another part of the empire. And so there were benefits for that. People could travel safely. Things could happen. And so, yes, there are definitely some issues, but there was safety in that as well. And remember, always remember to whom this letter was first addressed. The belief that the Christian community in Rome was across the river in that one section neighborhood across the river, Trastevere, blue-collar, working class. Some of you may years ago watch the cartoon series set in Texas, King of the Hill, which drew its inspiration from Garland and some of the other communities like Richardson and Plano, and I'm sure Mesquite was in there as well. Well, think of Rome, the letter to the Romans, basically to those who are in King of the Hill. Not, you know, again, I think of Rome, I think, oh my gosh, it's got to be these great writers and poets. No, it's King of the Hill, okay? So these are the people, and they know the empire is not perfect. They'd be the first to tell you that. These are the ones being told that this is part of God's common grace. But very clear that we neither worship nor despise the state. Romans 12 calls believers to peace, humility, to overcome evil with good. Romans 13 applies that to the state and the community. In the sections that follow, it talks about the love of neighbor for the highest good. Being part of a community, and we would say today's citizenship, is not merely about the law. It is about love of neighbor. Seeking the flourishing of others because of the gospel compels us to seek the flourishing of others. Remember that spiritual maturity becomes visible in ordinary treatment. Love moves from sentiment to action. One thing noted centuries later by Constantine, the one who later gave Christianity the green light, story we were told in seminary is that during one of the periodic plagues, he noticed how the Christians were helping people, even those who weren't part of their own community, that they were taking risks that others would not. And so, yes, Constantine has the dream in this sign, in Hoc Signa, in this sign, you will conquer. But he'd already seen this is how they live. There was later an emperor who just said, how can we try to deal with these Christians? They're so good to people. I mean, how can we fight them? They're just so good to people. And so the love of neighbor is the highest goal. From this larger chapter, we're reminded, third, that our ultimate allegiance belongs to the kingdom of God. Again, looking at this section, these sections in Romans 13, in light of what's happened before and what will follow, Christians can be good members of the community, good citizens, because they know the nation is not their final hope. We are pilgrims before we are patriots. In the sense that because I understand that I'm a pilgrim, my ultimate home is elsewhere, I can be a good patriot. Reminder to never confuse the nation, whatever nation that might be, with the kingdom of God. Because when politics becomes ultimate, and that's right or left, it crushes people under expectations it cannot bear. Christians love their country best when they do not mistake it for heaven on earth. Our citizenship on earth matters precisely because our ultimate citizenship is elsewhere. Today, the citizen honors authority, loves neighbor, and remembers where ultimate allegiance belongs. And there can be challenging times over the years. Various leaders and parties are in power and authority. And again, we sing a lot over the years. But Jesus remains constant. We're called to honor authority, love neighbor, and remember where our ultimate allegiance belongs. Simply put, we're called to serve faithfully, love deeply, and hope ultimately in Jesus Christ. Because ultimately, it is in Him, our King Jesus Christ, that our final hope is found. Thanks be to God. Amen.